The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning into our show today, and also thank you to those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank you if you're listening to this via podcast on Apple Podcasts or on the podcast on our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We do thank AARP Louisiana neighbors, Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about Medicare health insurance changes. And also, we're going to learn about some various issues and helping you make that right selection, as well as suggestions. So stay to the show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, April the 6th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square to Media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the March-April issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. We do thank you for the compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, this is a March-April issue, so it's been available on March the 1st, and I can tell you there are many of our locations that do not have any copies left. So if you're unable to find a printed copy, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. To view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Speaking of the Silver Pages, it is now available for pickup at some of our 270 distribution locations. Printed copies are very limited. They're still available at some of our locations. I cannot tell you which locations have them. Do contact and visit the Cattle Council on Aging and Bossier Council on Aging. We do provide them with a large supply of Silver Pages, so hopefully you'll be able to find one. If you're unable to find a printed copy, you can always view and download the 2021 Silver Pages from our website, as well as we have an app for that. So you can visit our app to view Silver Pages. In addition, you can use the app to view and download the March-April issue of The Best of Times. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Caddo and Bossier parishes. Yes, that's 73,000 email addresses. This email newsletter provides you with links to read our current issue as well as Silver Pages, but there's also additional articles, discounts, coupons, a contest, and, of course, news that you can use. Join the many, many thousands who are receiving this free TBT newsletter via their email address. It is free. Just visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free just by entering your email address. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner. Yes, each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at highly discounted price. Along with entertainment, of course, valet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special dinner to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebert's Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bear Stunning Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show today is a very special guest, is Ms. Vicki Dufree, who is the director of the Louisiana Department of Insurance's Senior Health Insurance Information Program, also known as the acronym SHIP. So thank you, Vicki, for taking time to be on our radio show today.
Well, thank you, Gary, for inviting me. You know I always enjoy having a conversation with you.
I know. It's been a while. You've been on my show many times, but I was looking back at our records, which, you know, we've interviewed like 1,200 people in 24 years, maybe more than that. The last time you came here, guess what? It was January of 2020, right before the COVID. You were the show right before we stopped even broadcasting. We did repeat shows after that announcement began, I believe, in March. So we stopped printing our issue for 3 months, and we stopped doing radio shows, and everything, the whole world was shut down for a while. But so it's been 4 years. 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
That time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So, again, how you been doing? Everything well? You been busy?
Everything is busy. Everything is good here. We got a new new commissioner in January, Commissioner Temple. Things seem to be going very well. Very nice gentleman. Has some, you know, a lot of insurance experience, background and stuff, and actually from the central part of the state, originally from the DeRidder area. So it's kind of good to get acclimated to new administration, you know.
Well, you know about that each and every month for the past 23 years, we've been publishing a senior resource directory called Silver Pages, our most popular publication. We print 25,000 copies. They were released in March, and we have very few copies left. People are now downloading it in the thousands and printing it and viewing it. And today I've already had two people telling me, gave me tremendous compliments about it. And they said they found the last copy at a location, but they're not going to tell anybody because probably people are going to go there and get mad if they don't have any other copies there. And the lady said, yeah, I took three, Mr. Gary. I said, why'd you take three? I'm going to give them to my neighbors because I don't think they got them either. Isn't that funny, Vicki? But give them to my neighbor.
We have an old copy here that we hang on to. We treasure it with dear life.
Well, I'm going to have to send you the newest one.
Every now and then.
I'm going to have to send you. You were mentioned, by the way, your department and SHIP, all these acronyms, why it used to be the government. We had an acronym book. But again, everybody, that's called Senior Health Insurance Information Program, all acronym is SHIP. And it helps Medicare beneficiaries understand their coverage and their benefits. I want to compliment Vicki and her staff for doing this for many. How many years you've been doing this?
24.
Wow. So
this year we'll make 24.
So that's when we started doing our radio show and magazine 24 years ago. So it was the same year. Isn't that interesting? Oh. And I
started when I was still in diapers.
You were. You're the young thing. I love it. Yeah, you would drive up here and come live on the show now. Now we have technology and all that kind of stuff. So, I appreciate you. I don't want to take your time to come up here for the show. But back in the days, we didn't have this too much easily opportunity. But I want to tell everyone, the Silver Pages on page 34 has a detailed description of what her department does and how they have helped thousands and thousands of people. So, Vicki, let's start off with that, telling our listeners what your program does and how they can access it. And I do want you to mention one important thing that the lady that called today did not understand. She read it, but she didn't comprehend it. She said, Mr. Gary, will they charge me if I call that 1-800 number to get assistance?
So we are the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. We are funded by a grant from Medicare to provide statewide information on Medicare and free, unbiased information, that is, to Medicare individuals throughout the state of Louisiana and caregivers, providers, and such. There's a Senior Health Insurance Information Program in every state, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. We are easily accessible. If you pick up your Medicare and U book, you flip it over to the back cover, and our phone number is written right there. It says this handbook, and I have the Louisiana book, has special information for Louisiana. Call this number for free personalized health counseling, senior health insurance information program, SHIP for short, at 1-800-259-5300. And because I'm in Baton Rouge and you are in Shreveport, there's a little travel gap there, but we do work with a lot of local agencies and partners across the state, and one of those being in your particular area, the Caddo Council on Aging. So they are also a good resource.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, we've talked about this, where talking about all this Medicare and health insurance and Social Security becomes overwhelming. So you might need that face-to-face and that one-on-one, which, you know, we all provide. So you could easily go to the Caddo Council on Aging or reach them at 318-676-7900. Or as always, you can reach us on our phone number, the 1-800-259-5300, or at www.ldi.la.gov. That's Louisiana Department Insurance.la.gov. And you can reach us there as well.
One important comment you made, and this lady asked me this, and I didn't know the answer. Probably could call the government, but this lady, is it going to be a newly eligible Medicare beneficiary or eligibility? Do they automatically get the current Medicare for 2024? Do they get the booklet mailed to them? I don't know if that answers.
Well, they, yes, some do, but they don't get it until after the fact, we'll say.
Really?
Which means after their card and everything has been processed sometimes. But they are welcome at any point. If they lose the book, they don't get the book, because typically for those that are on Medicare, they only get one book per household. But, you know, sometimes I don't like to share things with my husband. So if you want an extra book, or you will be turning 65 at some point throughout the year and you just want to go ahead and get your homework started, or maybe you're not turning 65 for another year or so, but you may help take care of an individual, or you're just one of those people that likes to read and be up on things and be ready when the time comes, you can call our office. We keep a supply here in the office, so we will be more than glad to drop one in the mail to you. It's a whole lot easier to try to download it from the Medicare.gov website.
And even Gary, who puts this together with my wife, the Silver Pages, it has that on page 34. It says, if you did not receive or want to receive a copy of Medicare and You for 2021, contact SHIP, or you can contact the federal government. I think it's probably quicker to contact y'all. The federal government's 1-800-633-4227 to get to put you on the mailing list to get a copy of that. But it's an important document. I mean, back in the days when I was enrolling in Medicare, even though I knew all about it, it had all the caveats and had all the programs. A lot of that information, we include some of that information, not all of it, in Silver Pages. So that's the detailed. And it's designed real well. I will compliment my feds friends up there. They've done a better job after 24 years. I've been on the program 10 years, I believe, but I've definitely saw it well before then. And it's improved. It's got better understandability. They avoid a lot of acronyms, or they try to define those acronyms, don't they, Vicki?
They do, yes. And even the website, if you have access to the computer and you go to the www.medicare.gov, I will have to give kudos to the individuals that work on that web page. They have made a lot of improvements and enhancements to it. A couple I have suggested, and it's nice to see out there on the website. So it is a very user-friendly, and you can type in, like, I was working on something this morning, and I typed in Part B enrollment, and it populated a page. So I was looking for a specific word, and my brain was kind of foggy, and I was reading through it, and I said, oh, there it is, and I grabbed that word and put it in the email to the individual, and on my way I went. So it's really, really user-friendly.
One other thing I think that your department can help my listeners out there are probably new or even your department can determine, because not every Medicare supplement is licensed or are eligible to issue policies to Medicare beneficiaries for a supplement in our state. Is that correct?
Well, so, yeah, we keep a list within the department because there's well over 100 companies licensed to sell Medicare supplement in the state of Louisiana. Some actively sell policies, some sold policies years ago, and now they just kind of service the policies that are out there. And some, you know, they have a license, but they're not really selling anything in Louisiana. They just like that to have that place just in case they want to come, you know, start actively selling. But we keep a list here within the department, and we have access to a program that if you were interested in a Medicare supplement plan, we can give you information about a company. We can kind of give you an idea of what a premium would run. We can also tell you, you know, kind of what their rating is, if they're an A-rated company or a D-rated company. And that has to do with whether or not, you know, they trade stock on the stock market, how long they've been in business, are their claims paid on, you know, relatively good time frame and such.
And that's important to know. And that's important to know. And you know, the other factor, tell everybody that almost all of their plans are the same, right?
They are. So Medicare supplement plans are different from Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare supplement or Medigap policies fill in the gaps with Medicare. And if you are looking at a plan, they're sold by letters of the alphabet, with G as in girl being the popular plan now. A G plan with any company is going to be exactly the same as far as the benefits, what they pay, what they cover. What is going to be different is what the carrier or the company is going to charge you. So like company X may charge one price while company A charges a different price and company F charges a whole nother price. And a lot of that has to do with the cost of healthcare in that particular area and how many policies that company may have in a general area and within the state. And then again, you know, what's your age group? Because I may pay a little bit different than what you pay. We could be pretty much the same age, but you're in Shreveport, I'm in Baton Rouge. So there's a distance gap there for our healthcare costs.
Yeah, that's what I want to emphasize to listeners out there. I'm sure my Medicare supplement insurance agents out there don't like me saying that, but they're not all the same price. That was a misnomer years ago, and it's still around. People think they just call one number and that's the price, and they go ahead and agree to it. But there are several deviations. And Vicki, do you remember several years ago in Silver Pages, I asked you for some information and we published it. I got a lot of positive, but I got a lot of negative feedback from that. The negative was, Gary, why didn't you list all the possibilities? I said, well, it would be a 400-page document if we did that, right?
That's true.
There's so many.
This is going to be huge difference.
And so we just gave them a typical one-person male, I can't remember, non-smoking and et cetera in a certain parish. I think we put Caddo Parish and all the other factors involved. And so I had other people on the negative side. I said, well, that's not fair. Why does so-and-so charges $400 a month and the other one only charges $129 a month for the same plan? And I said, well, there's a lot of things involved in that particular factor with that company. They've determined the rates, and don't they have to get approved by someone? I said, I really don't know. Do they have to get approved by you or the feds what their rates are?
They get approved by the Department of Insurance for anything over 10. We look at all premium increases, but anything over 10% has to go before the commissioner. And he wants, you know, we've done, the company's provided all of the documentation. Our actuaries have looked at it, made their recommendations for a positive or a negative approval. Then it goes to the commissioner for him to review and make a final decision as to yes or no and why he's denying a request or approving a request.
And the other aspect I want to tell my listeners, if you have your sister-in-law that lives in Ohio that has a Medicare supplement and she says, oh, I love this, and you come to Louisiana and you say, I want this particular Medicare supplement, it may or not be within our state. Correct, Vicki?
Correct. Some companies may choose not to write in Louisiana. And then again, what the premium is in Ohio is going to be different than in Louisiana, just like being in Shreveport is different than being in Baton Rouge. So it's not always apples and apples.
And that gets some of our seniors and boomers out there a little upset, a little stressed out. As I told me today, that this is too many decisions I'm going to have to make. I said, well, not a lot, but get somebody to help you. You have to make them all yourself. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Aburst Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Aburst Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Ms. Vicki Dufresne, who's the director of the Louisiana Department of Insurance's Senior Health Insurance Information Program, also known as SHIP. So thank you, Vicki, for taking time from your busy schedule to be on our show today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I enjoy being around you.
Thank you. So let's talk about some updates that people may not be aware that's just happening in 2024. One of it is the income limit updates for Medicare Savings Program Part B premium assistance. So talk about that. And tell our listeners, what is the Medicare Savings Program, especially those out there who are new to Medicare?
So the Medicare Savings Program, or an acronym you may hear tossed around, is MSP, as in Paul. And it is a program through the Louisiana Department of Health, and there's actually this Medicare Savings Program in every state. Louisiana happens to be in the Department of Health, which is our Medicaid agency. And the Medicare Savings Program is designed for individuals on Medicare to help pay their Medicare Part B, as in boy, premium. Now, there are some qualifications to this program, so not everybody will qualify because it is income-driven. So you have to have Medicare, and then you have to meet the income guidelines. And every year, those guidelines change, and the new guidelines actually went into effect yesterday, April 1st. So you have two different categories. There's three buckets, we will call them, or three levels. The first one is called QMB, or Qualified Medicare Beneficiary, and it's going to be what we consider the richest benefit for Medicare-eligible individuals. But unfortunately, that individual has a lower income, so the total gross. And for those that don't quite understand, gross is going to be before any deductions, and it's all income coming into the home where there is only one person in the household, one person that is on Medicare. So I'm a single household. I live by myself. My income would be gross income would be $1,255, and for a married couple where both individuals are on Medicare, is going to be $1,704. Now, the state in 2018 stopped looking at asset. So we look at total income, but we do not look at asset which would mean we're not looking at the home, we're not looking at the cars. We will ask questions about that kind of information because we screen for all Medicaid programs, but for the MSP program particularly, we're not asking specifically about a lot of that information. Then that program, if you qualify for QMB, would help with your Part B as in boy premium, and it would also cover the 20% not covered by Medicare. Then there are two other programs that only pay the Medicare Part B as in boy premium, but their income limits are a little bit different. So for the SLMB, or specified low-income Medicare beneficiary program, individual is $1,506 and a married couple is $2,044. And then the qualified individual, or QI, it is an individual is $1,695 and a couple is $2,300. So these income limits will carry us into 2025. So if someone thinks they may be eligible, they may have applied in the past and were turned down because of income, or they've had a change in their household demographic situation, or they're just wondering, I always tell people, when in doubt, fill out. Worst case is you're told no, and I actually asked my mom a question the other day, and she told me no, and I'm 57, so it wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last. I'm told no.
So again, I think our listeners need to understand, you do have to request this. It's not automatic, right?
Correct. It is automatic for some individuals, Gary, but those individuals have a very low income.
Okay.
And when I say low, I'm talking those individuals, their only income is coming from Social Security, and it is typically $1,000 a month or less.
Okay.
And a lot of them will get it automatic because of other things that are happening on the Social Security side when they apply.
Okay.
But in general, you are correct. Everyone should apply if they think that they may qualify.
And isn't there another one, low income subsidy for
subsidy?
Part D? Yeah.
That is correct. So that particular piece of it helps with the D as in drug benefit. And those income limits also changed. So if you qualify for an MSP for a Medicare Savings Program, you automatically qualify for the help for the prescriptions. However, if your income limit is greater than $1,695 for a single household but less than $1,883, then you would potentially want to apply for the low income subsidy, which can be applied for through the Social Security Administration. They have an application online on the ssa.gov website, or you can contact our office, you can contact the Caddo Council on Aging, or you could contact the Social Security Administration to make an application for that particular program. And for a married couple, the income limit would go from $2,300 up to $2,555. And again, you know, if someone's kind of teetering on the border, and I know, you know, we have a lot of families now where grandparents are raising grandchildren, you know, our grandparent may be living with a daughter and her family, or a son and his family, whatever the case may be, that grandparent should be considered a single household. And, you know, again, they may want to apply, and especially if they're a grandparent raising a grandchild, because they have to take all those factors into consideration when you have others in the household, especially for the low-income subsidy program.
Great.
So, you know,
great
if
advice.
Anyone has questions, yeah, I highly recommend they give our office a call, or, you know, the Department of Health or SSA, and ask those questions.
Do we know how much utilization of both these programs are in our state in comparison with other states? Are we utilizing that program?
We are. So I have been working with Medicaid through this Medicaid Unwind, and we have right around 100,000 residents or individuals enrolled in the Medicare Savings Program. There's actually a whole lot more, but as they go in through the unwind, you know, some are coming off because they are income ineligible and stuff. Through the LIS, I would say we probably have a lot more because that income limit's a little bit higher, and there's a little couple other factors that are taken into account. What? It's still an underutilized, both of them, program. There's still a lot of people out there that don't realize they may qualify. So we highly encourage people every day, when in doubt, fill out, let the official analyst, you know, let the Department of Health make a formal decision, let Social Security make a formal decision on the application. Don't just take my word for it or, you know, your next door neighbor's word for it. When in doubt, fill out.
Okay, and we can tell them in the Shreveport and Bossier City area, they can go by and visit the Caddo Council on Aging and the Bossier Council on Aging, and they do have application. It's a particular form. I think it's a one-page form, right? And they'll turn it in for you.
It's about 3 pages, but it's a lot of it's check boxes and just simple, you know, information that's being put in. You don't have to have every member of your household Social Security number, date of birth, all that. They're not asking all those questions.
Okay, that's good. It's a great update. I'm glad everybody, hopefully more and more people. I remember years and years ago, there were very few people that applied for this program in our state. It was sad. A lot of them would qualify, but there were, I don't know what was their rationale. They didn't want to submit the information to get this particular assistance. Sad.
It's a stigmatism. You know, it's a stigma. I shouldn't say stigmatism. I have a stigmatism in my eye, but it's a stigma because, it, you know, it's a public assistance. And I remember years ago, back when my husband and I got married almost 40 years ago, you know, people just didn't want that. You know, I worked, I paid, I don't want free handouts. Well, you know, times have changed. The cost of living is way more than what it was 40, 50 years ago. And, you know, so yes, you worked, you paid into the system. You know, what I tell people is a lot of times it's your turn. It's raining outside, it's pouring cats and dogs, and you need the assistance, so apply for it.
Definitely. Okay, so what is this birthday rule for the Medicare supplement?
So we'll flip back when we talked about Medicare supplements earlier in our conversation. So the birthday rule has to do with in January of 2020, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, NAIC, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services came to an agreement that Medicare Supplement Plan F, as in Frank, which was, if you remember, the plan that covered everything out of pocket that Medicare covered at 100%. So your hospitals, your hospice, your Medicare Part B services, your Medicare Part B, as in boy, deductible was covered, everything. You had no out-of-pockets except for prescriptions. That was it. In January of 2020, what they decided was that it was time for us as policyholders to have that first dollar coverage. So like we do with a lot of our employer plans where we have a deductible we have to meet. So Medicare, if you know, remember, has a Medicare Part B, as in boy, calendar year deductible. For 2024, that deductible is $240. So Medicare says we need persons with the Medicare supplement plan to really start paying that Part B deductible because it is relatively low. It's $240 this year. And so Plan F became frozen to individuals that were aging into Medicare from 2020 and moving forward. Well, that meant that all those people that were on that plan, it became what we call a closed block of business. So you couldn't take new blood. So as we all know what happens when there's nobody to write a policy or no new money to come in, the premiums continue to grow for those individuals. So over that came this, let's have this birthday rule. And as that birthday rule means that for companies that individuals have a plan F as in Frank, or that company is no longer selling a plan, as a person reaches their birthday, the month of their birthday, if they are on a Medicare supplement plan and they would like to change plans with the current carrier that they have, so I have company X and I'm in a Medicare supplement plan F, and I have some health questions, and I'm not going to, or I have some health issues rather, and I'm not going to be able to freely just jump around from insurance carrier to insurance carrier. This birthday rule will allow me the opportunity to make a change the month of my birthday or the 2 months following, 63 days to be exact, following, and not have to worry about being turned down because I have a serious health concern. But I can go from a plan F as in Frank where I'm paying and I'm just going to use this, let's say $300 a month. I'm going to use my dad, for example. He was paying right at $286 a month for his Medicare supplement plan F in 2023. His birthday was March 31st, and so we looked at a plan G, and it was a lot less monthly for him. It was a savings for him. Even by the time he paid his Part B deductible, he still at the end of the calendar year would have a few hundred dollars left over. So we made that transition for him from an F to a G with his same carrier and was able to save him money. And that's kind of what the birthday rule is all about.
Wow.
To allow people to make that change that wouldn't otherwise normally be able to make it.
That's right. Okay, that's a good lot of advice out there, people. I'll help you. And you can either contact your Medicare supplement carrier or you can deal with your agent that you deal with, and if you buy a supplement through your agent as well. So that's one of the two ways to go about doing that as well, right?
Yes. Highly talk to your agent. And if they have problems, that's where we come into play.
And the last let's break and we'll come back with more information. So hold that thought, Vicki. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Stunning Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Ms. Vicki Dufresne, who is the director of Louisiana Department of Insurance's Senior Health Information Insurance Information Program Shift. So thank you, Vicki, for joining us today. It's been quite interesting. You've given us a lot of great information. In continuing, I've had this... The people who called me in the past few days asked me about Medicare Advantage enrollment period from January to March 31st. Well, now it's April the 6th, though it's gone, right?
Yes. So that enrollment period ended, as you said, it went January 1 to March 31. So now whoever's on Medicare in a Medicare Advantage plan, unless they're receiving some type of assistance from a Medicaid program or the low-income subsidy, they're pretty much locked into that plan for the remainder of the calendar year. We will roll into the annual enrollment period in a matter of a few months. October will be here before we know it.
That's true.
I mean, we will start that open enrollment period with letters going out at the end of September, 1st of October. Marketing of plans begins October 1, and the opportunity for an individual to make a request to change for January 1st starts on October 15th.
Okay. So one quick follow-up question that one of these ladies probably asked me. So if they're newly Medicare eligible, and can they join a Medicare Advantage plan even anytime during the first year?
So if they are new to Medicare, that when they get their Medicare card in the mail, which if they're receiving a Social Security check will come automatic. If they are not, then they would need to apply for Medicare, preferably 3 months prior to their 65th birthday or at the point they decide to retire. They can enroll at that point once they get their Medicare card in and they have that Medicare beneficiary identifier number and effective dates. The plan will need that information. Once they make the enrollment, that's pretty much it for them for the rest of the calendar year. They're on occasion, and Medicare looks at it on a case-by-case basis. If you enroll in a plan and then you decide that it's not working out for you within that first year, you would have to reach out to Medicare. There are a couple little variances that would allow somebody to make a change, but CMS, or Medicare, I should say, looks at that on a case-by-case basis. Or they can talk to their local agent. Okay. If they are wishing to change, the agent would know all the rules as well.
Okay, update our listeners, because this one's always the big confusing. I hear people that get their traditional Medicare, and they're saying, I'm going to keep the original, and I'm going to get a supplement, so I'm going to wait a while to get it. So what's the best time to purchase a supplement or Medigap?
So the first 6 months that your Medicare Part B, as in boy, starts, you are guaranteed a Medicare supplement plan and cannot be turned down regardless of age or health. After that six-month window, you are subject to underwriting, which means you have to answer medical questions. And if the company doesn't think you're insurable, they don't have to write you a policy. And at that point, you're on the hook for that 20%. And if you have something catastrophic, Medicare does not have an out-of-pocket max. So, I mean, the sky's the limit. If you're going through, let's say, chemotherapy or end-stage renal dialysis or something catastrophic like that, you know, you're just going to continue to pay and pay and pay, and there's no limit. So Medicare supplements, you know, would cover that out-of-pocket cost, or a Medicare Advantage plan has what they call an out-of-pocket maximum. So it would cap what you as a policyholder would have to pay.
Yeah.
Medicare Advantage plans don't ask health questions, but again, you can only apply for those at certain times of the year. Medicare supplements, you know, we go back to, you have a specific window where you're not going to have to answer those health questions. The first 6 months Medicare starts, or if you already have A and B and you're coming off of like an employer plan, so I retired and got to keep my company insurance from the state or from Exxon or wherever you worked and you want to come off of it, you would have a 63-day window at that point to get a Medicare supplement and not be turned down regardless of age or health. But again, if they have questions about that, they are welcome to give our office a call and we can go over their particular situation.
Great.
And tell them what their options are. If they have a local agent, I would suggest sitting down and talking to that agent, or talking to the Caddo Council on Aging. The ladies there are very knowledgeable, and if they can't answer it, they will reach out to us or to 1-800-MEDICARE, and we will get them an answer.
And the SHIP's phone number is 1-800-259-5300. Again, that's 1-800-259-5300. What about Part D? Explain to our listeners the timeliness in getting that.
So, again, if you are just aging into Medicare or will be at some point this year or, you know, into the upcoming years, again, you have that window of opportunity. There's the initial enrollment, which is 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of, 3 months after. If you've worked past your 65th birthday, then you are open for what they call a special enrollment period. that will start either anytime that you're working and you make that application, or you have an 8-month window whenever you decide to stop working and either that insurance is going to end or you are picking up your Medicare. You will have typically 2 months from when you come off of that employer plan to pick up a Part D as in drug. However, we try to encourage individuals, if you know that you are going to be starting Medicare at a specific time, you are looking ahead, it is a good job to start doing your homework for your Part D plan, because those plans are chosen based off of the medications that you take, the pharmacy that you like to use, and each one of those plans has a different premium. Some have deductibles, some do not. Maximum deductible for this calendar year is $545, but there may be a prior authorization. There may be some quantity limits, and the prior authorization means that certain medications need to be approved by the plan and the provider. Quantity limits is going to be, you know, you may be prescribed 4 a day, but Medicare says, based on Federal Drug Administration regulations, you can only have 2 a day. So there has to be some consensus there. It may be that you're prescribed a drug that is not really used for what it's being prescribed for. And there again, that would be an exception that would have to be filed. So there's a lot of nuances to the Part D's, and they're, you know, it can be overwhelming because different drugs come with different costs, different pharmacies are in or out of network. So there's a lot of homework that might need to be done. And we highly suggest, again, 1-800-MEDICARE, the SHIP at 1-800-259-5300, the CADO Council on Aging at 318-676-7900, Medicare.gov. You can play around on that website and look at the information as well. So it is very important and timely that you look at all of that, because if you go past your window to enroll, you open yourself up to a late enrollment penalty that lasts a lifetime. Ooh. Not a one-time late fee for not paying that water bill, but a lifetime penalty. And it's right now on average about 35 cents a month. And so, you know, you don't think that's a lot of money, but it does add up over time.
Well, thank you, Vicki, for taking time. You've educated all of us out there in Radio Land, including myself. So I appreciate you taking time to give us some great information. Again, if you've got questions, do call her, 1-800-259-5300. Again, best wishes to you, and thank you again for being a guest on our show today.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, everyone, for listening today. Join us next Saturday morning at 9:05 for another interesting radio show to benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. In addition, don't forget to pick up a copy of The Silver Pages at some of our distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. Hope you have an opportunity to view the full eclipse on Monday, April the 8th. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.